It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelow. As we continue on this Thursday morning, I am joined now in the studio by the CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, Christopher Germain. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Thanks for coming in, because your name's in the news this week because you have announced a planned exit as the CEO. You are not simply pulling up stakes and leaving, but you will be leaving sometime over the course of the next several months. What's going on here? What has brought you to the decision to step away as CEO of the partnership?
Sure. So yeah, the planned exit is something that I'm actually really happy we're able to do it from this approach versus a very sudden departure. It's really just personal driven, family evolving changes there. That just, as much as my heart is here, and I think anybody who talks to me knows how much I love it up here, my family is downstate and those circumstances have changed.
Yeah. And it happens a lot of times as a situation, perhaps with aging parent or something along those lines, that gets people to say, I need to go and be closer. And that's what's driving this, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've always been a family guy. I'm super close. I'm one of three kids. I'm really close to my parents. I had 23 cousins, feels like growing up. So, you know, going away 6 hours was something I knew was going to happen. I went to school up here. I knew that was the case, but things are just a little different as you start to turn 40.
So now as you're looking at this, as the exit, you have at least a tentative timeline. I realize that there are factors that will play into this, like candidates that would be your replacement and the new CEO. But what is sort of the general timeline you're looking at here to try to accomplish your exit and bringing in somebody new?
So we're thinking it's likely going to be late spring, early summer. So the application window opened yesterday when we made the announcement. We'll accept them until February 13th, and then we'll dive right into that process.
Who are you looking for? Like, what is, I mean, the CEO of the partnership over the years has been someone that's been there for a long time, then some transitions, then some people like yourself who's been there for a while. What are some of the things in a candidate that you or the board would be looking for?
So we're really looking for three big things. Number one, someone who's a collaborator. You can bring the right people to the table. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I actually think that's part of my charm, right? And so I think it helps, but also somebody who can communicate really well and somebody who understands that big economic development picture. Okay.
So you have the applications open now, and people can find that through your website, correct? Which is?
That's correct. So marquette.org/CEO search.
Okay. It's all there. Now, as you look at your time here, now how long have you now been at the helm? It's been a few years.
It's been 3.5. It'll be 4 in May.
Yep. 4 years. Okay. So when you look at that, we've had some very interesting economic development times in Marquette County. What are maybe, if you look back on it right now, what is maybe one of the big initiatives you're proud of? And then after that, let's talk a little bit about maybe what's in the works that you might want to see through or at least help guide to fruition. So what's the big one as you look back?
So I think the thing I'm most proud of is our Housing Now initiative. We know that's an issue that was a challenge when I was trying to come back here in the first place, was finding a place for myself to live, even with a job offer. And so bringing those 30 plus folks together in that leadership council and getting statewide awards for our work is really rewarding.
And now as you look ahead, and you probably have a few things, sort of irons in the fire, so to speak, and you're going to be stepping out, what are you looking to foster that gets done as you exit?
A whole lot of things. So what we've said and we really mean is that this is not a pause moment for us. We developed a 2026 work plan. It's going to be full steam ahead. So when my successor eventually comes on board and I'm here to hand it off, they're not just going to get what it looks like today. So working on childcare, housing, air service, all those things that are already in motion.
Talking with Christopher Germain, who is the CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. He's announced that he is stepping down over the next few months. When you look at this now and you're moving ahead, what is sort of your personal, like, why did you decide to say, I'm going to stay and help with the transition? Why was that important to you?
Because it matters to me. You know, the LSP looks really different from 4 years ago when I stepped into the role, and I understand it. And especially in those first 4 to 5 years, those things can be really delicate. And so I think the longer I stay, the more likely that stuff is to stick. And that's the kind of leader we're looking for in the future.
Okay, so now you're looking to help help find someone that takes your place. It's got to be an interesting position to be in, but
it is.
You're relishing it because you're looking for the other opportunities. You also got your reasons for leaving. Mm-hmm. How can, again, people find out a little bit more? Maybe if they want to, maybe they don't, not even 100% familiar with what the partnership is, and they maybe want to consider throwing their hat in the ring. What's a good way to get more information?
So the best way is to go to marquette.org/CEO search. We have a full 9 or 10 page candidate package. Talks about our background, talks about what we're looking for. And then there's also a survey that our members can fill out there that'll actually give us access to questions we should be asking our candidates and what kind of qualities we should be looking for.
And your cutoff date for applications is ballpark what?
February 13th.
Okay, February 13th. Well, I know we'll talk with you again before you're gone, and you're going to be here for a while, but I do want to wish you the best of luck. It's been a pleasure having you in as a regular guest talking about the partnership, but I hope you remember us out there wherever you end up, and I know we'll have you back soon.
Absolutely. I'm not going to be a stranger to Marquette County. I promise you that.
You'll be around for a few more months, and you'll also be happy to talk to people about the gig if they're interested too, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Christopher Germain with me in the studio this morning. He has announced that he'll be stepping down over the next few months, transitioning out of the CEO role at the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Appreciate your update, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Always good to be here.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.